Right now, going to talk a little bit about the Sacagawea Festival coming up later this week. Actually, I think events get underway tomorrow night with a community worship service. Have Kirsten Perkins here from the festival, and of course, a lot going on. It actually gets underway tomorrow night. The festival really begins in earnest on Thursday. Of course, WXBC will be broadcasting live from the festival on Thursday evening from 6 until 8 o'clock. Kirsten, if you could, talk a little bit about, first off, what the event means to the community. I know you've got a lot of great community support. Folks really always get excited and want to get involved with the festival.
Absolutely. I can remember, I've been in Breckenridge County for 34 years now, and I can remember going to the festival every single year. I haven't missed one. I remember when the rides would come through town and I'd get excited, and I had that same experience this week with my children. I had one come on, "Mama, Mama, the rides are here, the rides are here." But it's also about the community. We pull together, the volunteers, we all pull together just for this one week, and everything else goes away. We do the best we can for our community, and that's part of our motto that we've made this year. We've got, our new motto is, "Many hands make the workload lighter." So we've got a universal sign of volunteering, which is the circle of hands, and we're always welcoming new volunteers because it actually takes a lot of work just to get this few days ready. We work all year just to pull this one week together for our community.
And you've got a great board there that really, as you mentioned, works year around to get ready. And while we're also recognizing volunteers, also want to recognize that board as well.
Absolutely. We have Chairperson Jeremy West and Vice Chairperson Jerry Arms. Our treasurer is Brandy Ball, and our secretary is Alex Bryant. Other members are Donna Blair, Jamie Crouch, Dan Crouch, Annie Fulkerson, Leslie Gedling, Ruby Hedges, Don Lowe, Shannon Morton, Mindy Ray, Amanda Roach, Derek and Emma Tall, and Donnie Tindall, and myself.
A lot of great folks involved with that. Again, the Sacagawea Festival officially kicks off tomorrow night. There's a community worship service, I believe, that will be taking place over at the Wesleyan Church. We'll talk more about events in detail here in just a moment. And then, of course, really, it gets underway Thursday. Let's run through some of the events that will be taking place this week.
All right. On Thursday, we'll have our kitchen open at 4 p.m. It will close at 10 p.m. Mindy is doing a great job with that kitchen, and we know everybody looks forward to coming down there and grabbing a bite to eat. We'll have Man and Woman of the Year at 5:30. Our rides will start at 6, and then we'll have karaoke at 7 under the stage.
And then, of course, fair moves into gear. We've got Friday and Saturday nights. A lot of great events coming up those 2 days as well.
That's right. Friday, the kitchen will open at 4 again. We're going to have live music starting at 6, and that will be Zach Ashby. And then we'll have our pageants also starting at 6 and the rides as well. Kitchen will close at 10, but then we're also going to have the Boxwood Brothers playing from 8 to 10 under the pavilion.
And a lot of great events going on at the Sacagawea Festival. And, of course, that sets the day, I believe. We've got on Saturday, you begin bright and early in the morning. Well, relatively bright and early, I guess, 10 o'clock. Or 10 o'clock, but then you've got events on Saturday as well.
Absolutely. Our kitchen will open at 11 and will stay open until 9 p.m. that night. We'll have the maiden run. Check-ins at 6 and the race is at 7. The kayak and canoe race, the race starts at 10:30 and check-in is at 8:30. We're going to have our car cruise this year. Our kids' day activities are actually going to be located at our new farmhouse store in Cloverport. We're really glad to have them on board as well. Cornhole tournament that night, alumni banquet at the school, live music once again, plus pageants, the silent auction, and then our fireworks at 10 o'clock.
And everything wraps up on Sunday afternoon. Have the parade at 2 o'clock on downtown.
That's right. Parade registration's at 12. The lineup is at 1, and the parade's at 2.
A lot of great of events going on at the Sacagawea Festival. I know the programs, we've seen those in and around town. Folks can get a hold of those. We'll also have us update the events here on WXBC. And want to remind everyone again, Terry and Amanda will be at the festival on Thursday evening. We'll be broadcasting live from 6 until 8 there. And, of course, Terry will be back on Sunday along with Doug Wallace for the coverage of the parade that starts around 2 o'clock. Kirsten, if anyone needs information about the parade, or really the festival itself, I should say, of course, books are around town, books can be purchased, but where's the best place folks to go if they need any additional information?
Obviously, we have our Facebook page. That's a great way to get the word out. We have several people that are in charge of different things that are in the book. As far as parade goes, you would need to contact Shannon Morton. Pageants would be Jamie Lynn or Annie. The 5K would be Emma Tall and Derek. Cornhole would be Dan Crouch. Kids Day, of course, is sponsored by the Farmhouse Store. And then the Duck Dash. The Duck Dash is back this year by popular demand, and that's actually going to be through the Extension Office in Shannon Morton as well.
So a lot of great events coming up as part of the Sacagawea Festival that is starting actually with a community-wide worship service tomorrow evening, and then, of course, continuing all throughout the week, culminating in the parade on Sunday. Kirsten, is there anything else you'd like to add or share with our listeners while we have you here at the microphone?
No, I think that's about it. We just look forward to this time of year and everybody coming down and having a great time on our banks of the Ohio.
All right, that is Kirsten Perkins with the Sacagawea Festival Committee. The event gets underway tomorrow evening with the community worship service activities Thursday through Sunday over in Cloverport. If you missed any portion of this conversation, we will have it posted up shortly in the podcast section of our website, WXBC1043.com. Kirsten, thanks for stopping by and talking with us today.
Thanks so much.